Let's talk about the circus. This circus, leaving the OCD circus. Tagline, your big ticket out of having to control every little thing. The topic to be discussed, obsessive compulsive disorder. The guest, one who has dealt with this, Kirsten Pugosh with us. Her book is Leaving the OCD Circus. So we talk about a bit of your life and a bit of your lesson. Kirsten, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Shelley.
Yeah, multiple hats you wear, author, founder of Retro A Go Go. I know that's an online seller of retro kitsch, and you self-admitting that you did suffer, if suffering is the correct term, from OCD for at least a couple of decades. And you're a Michigander.
That is very true. I sure am.
Great. Kirsten, let's get the elephant out of the room. What is obsessive compulsive disorder?
Well, I'd like to start by telling you what it is and what it isn't. What it is obsessive stands for intrusive thoughts that you don't want to be having but are not going away. And the compulsion aspect is to do some sort of activity trying to get the obsessing to stop. And it is a medical condition. It is the serotonin levels in your brain are off, and it truly is not an OCD sufferer's fault. The thing that's happening now is, in the common vernacular, people might say, oh, I'm a little OCD-ish, and it's almost become this cute little hook line, and it is so much more than that, and the suffering is so much greater.
Kirsten, talk about the voice you named Sergeant.
Well, the voice I named Sergeant, OCD set in for me when I was 9 years old, and in the book that I wrote, Leaving the OCD Circus, the first half is a memoir, second half being self-help. And at the time when I was a child, I did not have a name for the authoritative voice that I heard in my head, nor did I know I had OCD. I just knew I had to comply with a lot of rigid standards. And so when I was writing the book, I thought, I can't just talk about something with no name. And I thought, what was this entity the most like? How could I describe it? And it was like a sergeant that delivers the drills and the commands that you pay attention to under no circumstance do you not pay attention, because the repercussions will be that great. So it was kind of like a bossy military sergeant that I had marching me around.
Can you give us a couple of, we'll call them symptoms, and you did hide OCD from your family and friends.
Yes. OCD, unfortunately, gets hidden a lot of the time because it's not really anything that somebody wants. You know that the things you're doing are odd and strange, and I think we all want to be accepted and loved, and we feel like this will be such a blemish on us and that nobody would understand, that oftentimes it does stay in the closet.
And what was one of your OCD, let's just say symptoms?
Well, mine manifested itself in being a checker, so very much a compulsive checker and a perfectionist. However, OCD is very mercurial in nature, and it shows up at different times in people's lives and oftentimes in different ways. So it makes it quite a challenging topic to speak about briefly. However, in the book, I've laid out very succinctly what OCD is, and in the second part of the book, the tips and techniques from the street level of how to wiggle your way out of the constriction of this very debilitating disorder.
Leaving the OCD circus, your big ticket out of having to control every little thing, by my guest, Michigander Kirsten Pugosh. Kirsten, what was a method for starting to heal your OCD?
You know, the first thing was hearing those letters strung together, and it's unfortunate because I really never heard those words together for more than 2 decades. It was not nearly as common in language as it is now. And I would go to libraries to look up what I was trying to diagnose myself. So I'd look up, bipolar disorder and manic depression and schizophrenia. And in a way, I could relate to everything, but I knew that it wasn't quite right. So when I heard the description of what OCD was, I said, that is the shoe that fits, and that is what I need to educate myself about so I can get on with a big, happy life instead of a life just filled with suffering.
And what have you learned that can help other people struggling with intrusive thoughts? We'll get deep here.
Well, what I've learned is that a big part of taking charge of your life and taking down this mental bully that really is driving the program, if you will, is when it arrives to the door, recognizing it and not letting it in. And so, for instance, OCD is, very, very clever, if you would, if I personify it, because oftentimes OCD comes with an element of truth. So that might be, hey, it's good to have a clean house, and you buy into it, and you say, yeah, it is good to have a clean house. And then the problem is, once in the door, then the OCD runs wild, and oftentimes you're looping between obsessing if things are clean enough, and if they're not, there's usually something very large attached to it. So for people that don't have OCD and aren't compulsive hand washers, they would wash their hand one time, think nothing about it, and walk away. The OCD person would think about their hands not being washed, tie something very catastrophic to it. For instance, if I don't wash my hands, I won't get rid of the germs. If I don't get rid of the germs, I'm going to possibly infect somebody or start some kind of virus, and I don't want to do that to people that I love or what have you. So I need to make sure my hands are really clean. So you kind of get into this world that's almost challenging to describe to people because you're basically just servicing this OCD.
And Kirsten, you are involved internationally. You are a member of the International OCD Foundation, and what, you won first place in one of their art competitions?
I did. It was to express in an art medium OCD. So it's a sculpture of a gentleman in chains and kind of wrapped in cloth, and then a little bit of poetry added to it. And the main thing about OCD, even though it is dire and the suffering is immense, my message that I'd like to communicate is one of hope. And I did whittle a key for myself out of my OCD prison. Another metaphor was I finally found the door out of the hellish OCD circus. And I've met with many doctors over the years, and I've read many books. And what I wanted to do and accomplish was distilling down the important information that I have gathered so I can share it with other people that are suffering or other people that are trying to understand OCD better so they can whittle their own key and get on to their happy life much, much faster than I was able to get to mine. But it is possible, and my message is of hope, and you can start right now. It doesn't have to start tomorrow. You can start at this moment and say, hey, I'm recognizing I might have what Kirsten's speaking of, and you can take the next step towards a very healthy, well-balanced life. It is available to everybody.
Thank you for that testimony. Leaving the OCD circus, Kirsten Pagacz, P-A-G-A-C-Z. How do we find out more information?
Well, I have a website. It's leavingtheocdcircus.com. You can find out a little bit more about why I wrote the book and what the book's about and OCD in general. And my book is now available at Barnes & Noble. It's also available at Amazon, IndieBound, which is the network of independent booksellers. And it's also available through my website. So I invite people to explore. You can come to my website anonymously. You can go to the International OCD Foundation website anonymously, and you can just start poking around because beginning to gather information is truly a part of the way out.
Thank you, Kirsten. Take care.